Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
Schools have been closed for months now in most states, but will kids be safe when they come back? We would think the PTA would have the best interests of students at heart, but does that organization do that anymore? The Capital Resource Center in California decided to do some investigation into California schools using right-to-know requests, and you'll be surprised to discover what they found. My guest today is Karen England with the Capital Resource Center. Thanks, Karen, for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
What do you guys do there besides try to keep California straight, which I know is a handful of right there?
Yes, we have quite a job cut out for us, so I apologize to all your listeners for all the bad stuff that comes out of California. Well, Capital Resource Institute is a pro-family public policy organization, and so we work in religious freedom, parental rights. We do a lot with education, and we're doing a lot with the sex education. California, back in 2015, passed a comprehensive sex education bill, and so it's mandated in all of our schools.
It's mandated in all? Is that the California Healthy Youth Act? Is that what that is?
Yes.
Okay.
The California Healthy Youth Act says you must teach it once in middle school, once in high school, but it then goes on to say if you teach sex ed in elementary school, you must cover everything in here. And, you know, what you teach a high schooler about sex ed is very graphic.
Right.
And they're mandating that same stuff for fifth graders as well.
What is the intention? I mean, what were they thinking? That's all I can think of. What were they thinking when they passed this thing?
Well, I think they knew what they were thinking. It was Planned Parenthood and Equality California. It was their bill. They were the sponsors. And this is what they fully intended, was the graphic, you know, giving kids sexual rights. I mean, the bill goes so far as to say you must tell each minor where they can get birth control and abortions locally. So every school district has a curriculum that literally gives them, you know, the local CVS or Target, mm-hmm. the local clinic's address in the curriculum.
So does California still have laws to protect minors?
No, California does not have a parental notification law.
Okay.
And so they can have the abortion, they can have any confidential medical services under 18 without a parent knowing at all. And now you've got the classroom teacher telling them where and how to go.
Wow. And you're saying this is as low as fifth grade?
Well, yeah. If some schools tend to teach sex ed in fifth grade. So what has happened and what public records request has revealed is that there are many more schools doing fifth grade than anyone ever thought.
Hmm.
And they are teaching this graphic stuff, which leads to kind of, I think, what you're having me on today.
Mm-hmm.
The school district we're talking about, where Planned Parenthood is contracting with the PTA, is an elementary school.
Right, yeah, they're in the Sacramento area. Just out of curiosity, how many right-to-know requests did you put out across the state?
I've done it twice on two different things, and over 900 FOIAs. And then another 900. Because you get information and you realize, wow,
mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for this, but
right.
I need to ask for this.
So, this one in Sacramento, in the Sacramento area, PTA is partnering with Planned Parenthood, and
they actually contracted with them
to bring in the sex ed. Is that what it was, to have Planned Parenthood be the teacher?
Yep, to have Planned Parenthood be the teacher and the curriculum. For fifth graders. So, but if you go to the school district's website, the school district implies we're not doing sex ed except in high school and middle school like the law says. But then through the back door, the PTA has invited Planned Parenthood in and is teaching the fifth graders the Planned Parenthood curriculum.
So parent-teacher, are the parents really involved in this decision? I can't imagine parents being involved in this decision, but it's a parent-teacher organization. That's a PTA. And what parent, then again, you know, a parent-teacher organization doesn't necessarily mean there's a large segment of parents who are involved in the organization itself. Because I can't imagine any parent who'd be okay with a fifth grader or with any school, any grade school, that would contract with Planned Parenthood to use their curriculum and to teach the material.
Well, here's the interesting thing. The average parent in the PTA group had no idea.
Oh, really?
What the PTA did, they put it in the budget, and they called it assemblies.
Assemblies.
So you go to your monthly meeting, and you see, oh, we're paying for field trips, and we're paying for STEM, and we're buying a few computers, you know, and this and that. There's a line item that says assembly, and that's where they put their paying Planned Parenthood under assembly.
Wow. Well, at least that's good news that the majority of parents didn't know what was happening and that they weren't, part of it. Wow. So you cannot trust your local PTA. I mean, it was obviously the leadership.
Not unusual. The PTA in general has been very much trending this way. If you look at their national, they have been filing amicus briefs against those of us that want privacy for our girls in the locker room. Mm-hmm. And so it's not unusual.
Okay. Yeah, they've gone the way. Well, look at the National Education Association and all those. Unfortunately, any organization that's connected to education has pretty much gone to the deep, to the dark side. And they now have these policies that implement outrageous things for the kids. So could parents, say in the Sacramento schools where this is all taking place, could parents say, whoa, this is going to stop? Can the parents stop this?
Absolutely, and they should, because the law says they do not have to teach sex ed in the elementary school. So the parents need to have an uprising and say, we don't want this taught at all. This can wait until seventh grade. You can cover some of the puberty and science in fifth grade, but we are going to wait for this stuff until seventh grade or high school.
And
we want it out of our schools now.
Well, I just can't imagine. So parents need to be concerned, or at least be aware and monitor any PTA organization that's in their schools.
And ask a lot of questions. This did not, again, this was set up to deceive the parents.
Yeah.
And so it's tough. Even parents doing their due diligence are being deceived.
Yeah, they've become very deceptive to where they don't want parents to be involved in the child's education whatsoever, which to me is all indication that parents should pull their kids out of public school, because the schools have become so deceptive and the organizations connected to schools have become so deceptive that you cannot trust what, even the budget. I mean, the budget that says assembly, you think assembly, and instead it's contracted with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. Now, let's look at the California Healthy Youth Act, which you said that's comprehensive sex ed. It's been on the books for several years now. What kind of gross stuff or quote-unquote educational stuff do they mandate schools teach?
Well, it mandates that you cover all sexual orientations, including anal sex. It says that you must cover all sexual orientations in an affirmative way. It talks about gender identity and expression, and that you must talk about it in an affirmative way. It says you must not teach abstinence only. It says you must teach them about their legal right to go get an abortion, birth control. It's as graphic as one
would
be afraid that it can be.
Right. Is there any hope for California? I mean, we look, we are on the eastern side of the state, of the country. We know that, the entire country knows that California and Texas, I believe, are the two largest textbook purchasers, those schools.
Right.
And the impact that those textbook purchasers, Texas and California, have on the rest of the country, it impacts, negatively impacts the entire country. So it's not just a California issue. Even though California has passed this sex ed law, which other states, even here in Pennsylvania, there's an attempt by an open homosexual House member to pass a sex ed law. Thankfully, I don't think it's going to pass the Republican-controlled House nor Senate if it were to pass the House. But there's efforts across the country to pass these laws that should be an affront to, and I think would be an affront if parents really knew what these were, to all parents. It would have been an affront to all parents there are a few exceptions, unfortunately. But, there's such a ripple effect when we have California buying these textbooks. And with the California Healthy Youth Act, do you know if that impacts biology books and such around the country?
No, it has really just brought in its own
comprehensive
sex ed textbooks.
Okay. Okay, so they have outside groups like Planned Parenthood coming in and teaching, or advocates for youth or something like that. Listen.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's a relief anyway. But as folks look at California, I do know other legislators are looking at the Healthy Youth Act, which is such a misnomer that it's very frustrating when the liberals come up with these nice sounding names and to bills, which does not, it's not truthful about what's really in those bills. So when you put up the 900 plus Freedom of Information Act request, you got the responses back. And when you look at all of California, not all schools have quite gone off the deep end as far as this one in Sacramento, I would hope.
Sadly, I'm finding that all the school districts have been in compliance, and that they, maybe not to the point of Planned Parenthood in fifth grade, but they are teaching it. And that's why we did the public record, because it is the only way to find out the truth. And by the way, we will continue to receive information. We haven't gotten everything we've requested from every school district. And one, you know, so this is going to be a process that's going to, we'll be peeling back that onion for another year, year and a half, with different insights like the one we found with Planned Parenthood of the fifth graders and the PTA.
Right, yeah. What's a sex ed squad?
I'm sorry?
Sex ed squad.
Oh, squad, the sex ed squad. Okay, well, that's a club that
a club.
School has. You know, many of our, I never thought I would be looking these things up and Googling them.
Mm-hmm.
So in California, just like you might have a Fellowship of Christian Athlete, or you might have a chess club, student leadership club, they have sex ed squads and sex ed clubs. And we found between 4 and 6 of them that are active currently in high schools. It's very big on college campuses, but there are high schools, and it's what they're starting to push here in California to get the kids comfortable talking about sex with each other and peer-to-peer. So they've started sex ed clubs that is an official sanctioned school club.
It's an officially sanctioned school club, officially sanctioned by the schools.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. It's so hard to wrap my head, and I think the average person listening to this, for them to wrap their heads around how far we have gone, or the culture has gone, especially California. But I know it's another probably more than likely in other states also, or will filter into other states also. But how far we've gone to sexualize our children. And then we wonder why we have child-on-child sexual assaults. We wonder why, you know, when we allow boys in girls' bathrooms, boys who identify as girls in girls' bathrooms, why there's sexual assaults in some cases taking place there also. And how? And I know you probably can't answer this, but why do liberals think this is a good idea? It's the interest,
well,
special interest group.
They have a totally different worldview.
Okay.
I mean, we have to start with, they are very passionate. I think they're totally wrong with their convictions, but they're just as convicted to have this sexually free society with no boundaries, and that our kids are sexual from birth.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to step in and teach them that, because we might be teaching them to wait until marriage.
Yeah.
And so it's a total different worldview. And I wish that conservatives and the faith community, I wish we were more committed to ensuring this doesn't happen, and that our kids' minds, hearts, and souls are protected, as the left is in pushing this in the school.
Right. Yeah, it's parents' first. It's parents' responsibility to teach their kids, every aspect of life. Could the church, or should the church, play a role in this?
Well, our organization, Capital Resource Institute, yes, we believe they should. We believe that is the role of the church. We believe the church, in a lot of areas, have
been
shrinking back a little bit. But yes, sex ed, whether it's equipping the parents, whether it's organizing and going to the school board and getting it stopped, holding a seminar or a weekend retreat so parents can talk about these issues with their kids, they should be leading in this, not Planned Parenthood.
Right. Yeah, I agree. The church has shrunk back, and in that vacuum that's been created has been filled with Planned Parenthood, Advocates for Youth, CLSN, and such organizations as that, because they know that if they, quote-unquote, convert the kids to their way of thinking, that in the long run, they will win the battle. They will win the war. for this nation, and it's very frightening. But yeah, we're talking about Alfred Kinsey, and this is all Kinsey stuff. Alfred Kinsey, I think you'd all point back to Bloomington, Indiana, to the Kinsey Institute and their perpetuation of the lie that, you know, children are sexual from birth, and because that's, as you're saying, that's the foundation of this whole ideology, is that children are sexual from birth. And Alfred Kinsey, I know there's been attempts to expose him for years now, and it's become so ingrained in the public education system and the sex ed classes and such that it's very difficult to counter that. But again, if the church were to retake its rightful role in society, that would definitely make an impact. So that's definitely something we should do. What other advice would you give to parents when it comes to sex ed? Right down the road from where I'm sitting right now, a school just brought in, well, there's no school since the middle of March here in Pennsylvania. And it won't be until hopefully they'll start up again in the fall. But the school down the road just brought in Planned Parenthood, and which has one good thing about school being out. Planned Parenthood can't get to the kids here in PA or California, anywhere else. But they were going to have a health resource center that the school board had approved Planned Parenthood to come in with their health resource center. So it happens even here in northwestern PA, where the schools partner with Planned Parenthood. But what can parents do? Any more? I'll just feel like this. You already given some advice. There's any more advice that you can give parents to address this issue with their kids and how to counter this stuff? Any advice that the parents could give to the kids encountering it in schools?
Well, you need to have an open dialogue with your kids, and it's hard because the schools are telling them to keep confidentiality in the classroom.
Exactly.
But have that open dialogue. And I know the Dobson Institute has some good materials and family talk.
Mm-hmm.
But keep that dialogue open. And the biggest thing I would say to your listeners, please don't hear this interview and then think, oh, that's only California. Because I've been traveling the nation and finding out the other side they've gone in locally in lots of areas, whether it's Texas, Minnesota, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So parents, these are your children. God has given them to you. You are responsible for their sexual education, not Planned Parenthood.
Yep, absolutely.
So do your due diligence.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on about that. And parents need to know what's going on in their schools. And an open dialogue, as you're saying, is the key, because too many schools don't want that open dialogue. They want to build a wall between the parents and the students, so that what goes on in the schoolhouse remains in the schoolhouse and it doesn't go beyond those four walls. So how can folks contact you guys?
You can visit us at capitalresource.org. And we've got all of our information on sex ed up there.
Okay, capitalresource.org. Thanks so much, Karen, for being with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
And you have a nice weekend.
All right. Happy Memorial Day.
Yeah, you too.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFA of PA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afaofpa.org.